What are some possible scenarios about what happened to Flight 370?
Well, as of right now, when you take a look at the situation, everything is still a possibility, from it being a mechanical problem to a terrorist event to an intentional act by somebody on board the aircraft.
Plane travel has become so routine lately that people kind of don't think about all of the factors that come into play. But a lot of people are wondering, how does a massive plane like this just literally simply go off the radar?
That is the question that is perplexing investigators. And it all goes back to what we know. We know where the plane took off from. We know how far it flew until the transponder signal was lost. But once that point occurred, we don't really know where that aircraft went. And it could be a situation where we're just looking in the wrong place.
There are reports from anonymous sources that say that satellites picked up electronic pulses from the flight after it went missing, but Malaysian authorities actually dispute that. Is such a thing possible, or is it completely unheard of for that to happen?
With any technologically advanced aircraft, it has various systems that report basically real-time down to the Earth, be it a system associated with the engine or a maintenance system on board the aircraft that would beam information down, or information coming from a transponder or something like that. Typically, those systems are wired into the nerve center of the plane, if you will. And if the plane, for some reason, loses power or has an electrical fault, then that information would probably, not be transmitted.
Now there are numerous governments involved, numerous agencies. Is that contributing to the mystery surrounding it?
I wouldn't say so. Whenever you have several different countries working to solve an investigation or participating in an investigation, it can be pretty challenging. Everybody who should be participating is actually participating.
How soon do you think the answers will become clear in this situation?
I'm pretty confident once they find some wreckage or they find some definitive clue that they can go from, I think we'll start to move in the right direction and start to get some answers to a lot of the questions that are out there. But the first order of business is finding wreckage, finding debris, finding the aircraft if for some reason it's intact. That's the first thing that has to be done.
What happens next from here?
Well, the next step is the most important one, locating the plane, be it, a situation where the plane has crashed, in the ocean somewhere and it's broken up into several pieces, or whether it's sitting on a runway somewhere.
Based on the evidence or the lack of evidence, what's your gut feeling about what happened to this airline?
To be totally honest with you, I really don't have a scenario in mind as to what happened. As a trained air safety investigator, we focus on facts. We focus on evidence. And right now, any scenario that has been presented, that is logical, is a possibility.